Secretary of State John Kerry made a trip to the region at the beginning of the month. He met in Addis with regional foreign ministers of IGAD and then traveled on to Juba on the 2nd of May. And the effort that we were trying to bring about was to move the talks, which had been underway in Addis since early January, to move them to a stage where we could begin to make a breakthrough to truly achieving a discussion about real implementation of the cessation of hostilities that was signed in January, and also the beginning of a political dialogue to address the underlying political issues. And as a result of the Secretary's trip, which built on much effort by the IGAD mediation team, headed by former Ethiopian Foreign Minister Seyoum Mesin and others, that two leaders, President Salva Kiir and opposition leader, former Vice President Riek Machar, agreed to come to Addis to meet face-to-face. And on the 9th of May, they met in Addis and signed a reiteration agreement reiterating their commitment to the cessation of hostilities. They also agreed, very importantly, to begin the political talks toward a transitional arrangement, toward the establishment of a transition government to bring South Sudan to the brink of this conflict, which has evolved over the past 5 years. So we have seen, since the signing of that agreement between two sides, two leaders, on the 9th of May, some fighting has continued, but it has been at a much lower level than had occurred after the signing of the initial cessation of hostilities in January. And key to achieving the real cessation of hostilities will be the deployment of monitors. There has been a monitoring and verification mission established by IGAD. Those monitors are now in the field in South Sudan. They had been put in the field to operate in a benign environment. Since that did not exist, they were constrained in what they could do. But now the United Nations mission in South Sudan has begun to provide security for them so they can get out and monitor who is violating the agreements, who is doing what on the field. And this will lead to a greater respect for the cessation of hostilities. The mediators will soon be resuming talks in Addis, focused on the political issues underlying the conflict and issues that need to be addressed to establish a transitional government. Let me leave it there, and then I can answer questions further on the process.
This is Muthanna Fahal from Intibaha Daily Newspaper, Khartoum. My question is that the Sudanese government, and they are saying that Sudanese rebels, resistance army, in South Sudan, they are fighting with Salva Kiir. So what Mr. Booth think about that, and how it will be danger for the after they sign the agreement last month? Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that question, because it brings up the issue of adherence to the cessation of hostilities agreement. It also brings up the question of the deployment of a regional force to join the UN mission in South Sudan, so that the monitors who are out there to monitor the cessation of hostilities agreement can more effectively do their job. That we are in the final stages right now of working with IGAD and the United Nations to get the force from the region deployed to South Sudan. And the purpose of the deployment of that force will also be to ensure that one of the other commitments of the cessation of hostilities agreement, which is the withdrawal of foreign forces from South Sudan, can then be implemented. So getting this regional force deployed to South Sudan is a critical element. It should happen in the very near future and then should give no excuse for further operation by foreign forces unilaterally in South Sudan.
Thank you. Our next question goes to a journalist at the watch party at the U.S. Embassy in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Operator, please open the line.
Thank you. My name is Omar Reddy, Spanish News Agency correspondent in Addis Ababa. Ambassador Booth, you mentioned that effort recently has been to make a breakthrough with the peace talks in South Sudan. especially with the coming of President Kiir and Riek Machar to Addis Ababa and signing that cessation of hostilities agreement. But as you said, there have been fightings going on still. Do you think that breakthrough has been achieved? If not, what does your government, what is your government's position in the way forward? Thank you.
Well, as I said, there has been some fighting since the May 9th agreement was signed. But at the time it was signed, the forces of the two sides in certain areas, particularly around Bentiu, were in very close proximity to each other. What we have seen is compared to prior to the May 9th agreement, the level of fighting between the two sides has indeed declined, and a process is underway now to give the monitoring and verification mechanism information that it needs to identify the disposition of the forces so that they can begin to work to ensure that the forces are separated. That was part of the agreement on May 9th as well, was the disengagement and separation of forces. So the monitors will be able to oversee that. Again, the deployment of a force from region as part of UNMISS to provide security for the monitors to do that is critical, and that will happen in the next week or so. So the process of achieving a verifiable cessation of hostilities is moving forward now with much greater progress than we have seen in the past. So I think there has been a breakthrough as a result of the president and opposition leader signing the agreement themselves, getting orders out to many of their troops to begin the disengagement process. And we need to continue to press on implementation of that agreement and also to hold those who would undermine that agreement, as well as the previous cessation of hostilities agreement, accountable for their actions.